Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Global Tech TV podcast. Before we introduce ourselves, let's talk about who we are and why we are really recording this podcast. Global TV is a new media company aiming to share knowledge about cloud computing, cybersecurity, and anything between them, and maybe even more technological parts that we will try to share with you. So in this podcast, we are going to talk with you to try to share knowledge about cloud computing, really from the fundamentals to advanced topics, from compute services to cloud security best practices, and also bring some time, some great news. We believe that it's important to bring other people to the table and to the podcast, and we intend to interview various influencers from every place in the world, industry, to really share also from their experience. So we will try to make it one a month, try to share the last trends and news from industries and from all around the world, and to keep you really up to date. So welcome, and you are very welcome to follow us in every social media that you can. Our alias is Global Tech TV, and from now I will try to really introduce the people here that are part of this podcast. So Raz, we start with you. Please introduce yourself.
Hey Ariel, thank you for a wonderful introduction. We didn't speak about it before, but all of us are wearing black, which is nice. Yeah, so it's another theme of you know, that we might have on this podcast, which I like. So yeah, goes without saying, good minds, you know, think without saying anything, which is good. Yeah. Few words about myself. 15 plus years in cybersecurity. I've been on two sides of the fence. One of them, I've been on the on the startup side, and the other one, I've been in the enterprise side. In total, and I love numbers, and I like to quantify things. So I built three companies. One of them I've been acquired. One of them I've been owning them. One of them deal with AI. Believe it or not, in 2015.
It's important, though, right?
Yeah, the AI, it's not just a buzzword. It needs to be implemented. I'm sure we're going to have an episode on that, and we're gonna have our opinion and comments. I have no doubt. I know that AI will have something to say about it. I have no doubt about it. And I've been in three enterprises. One is the entrepreneur in information security back then, before it was cyber, which is a Checkpoint. Then I've been in a Discount Bank, where I met Eyal, which one of the lucky spots in my journey. And the last one, PayPal, which was the recent job that I have currently. Before that, sorry, I've been in a variety of operational roles, such as over there as CISO, COO, CTO, VP Sales Engineering, Cybersecurity Strategy Executive. Sounds so powerful, but you know, in any job, you have lots of things to do in the end of the day, especially in security, professional services, customer success, and of course, I did some, of course, for me, it's of course, yeah, crisis management. Currently, I left PayPal officially on November 2023. I live in Singapore almost a year now. I opened my own company that's called Valco. Why? Because I want to provide a value creation to the cybersecurity ecosystem. How it's look like, it's in a form of strategic CISO advisory for startups and corporates. I will try to gather all my expertise with the two sides of the fence that I just, you know, share with you, and bring it back to the ecosystem, and I'm so happy to be here today. So thank you.
Thank you, Raz. And where can we find you in the social medias, if possible?
You can find me running everywhere. Either can be TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Reels, Stories, Twitter, and shorts on YouTube. Just click for Russ Kotler. It's very unique identification, and gonna be easy to find me running somewhere in Singapore. So
great.
yeah.
Great, great. You have a very wide history, and I believe that it will be great, you know, sharing your knowledge and the things that you touch in the day to day. Eyal, please, if you can introduce also yourself.
Sure. Thanks, Ariel. Thanks, Raz. So my name is Eyal. In my daily job, I'm a cloud security architect. I've been working in the cybersecurity industry since 2001, when it was still called information security. I don't know why they changed it, maybe some kind of a buzzword. In 2015, I began working with cloud services and had a chance to gain hands-on experience with AWS, Azure, and GCP, both from the infrastructure and cloud security aspects. This is where I met Raz. Around this time, I met you, Ariel. So we've been collaborating for many years now.
Yeah.
In 2022, I published my first book about cloud security, which is available in Amazon Bookstore. It's called Cloud Security Handbook. And this year, in 2024, I published my second book, which is called Security for Cloud Native Applications, which is more advanced topics for anyone who is working with the cloud, but want to look at things more deeper than just the infrastructure layer.
Mm-hmm.
In my free time, I'm sharing knowledge about various topics, from cloud adoption to cloud security, and as you mentioned before, and anything in between. And you're welcome to follow me on your favorite social media platform. My alias is Eyal Estrin. That's it about me.
Yeah, very, very. Let's say, I don't know if shy, but Eyal is the one of the people that I think that share knowledge in Israel, at least the biggest share knowledge that I can find in the last few years in the area of cloud computing and security. So thank you, Eyal, for this part. And now it's my time, I think, to share. To tell a little bit about myself. So I was born in Argentina, so I speak a little of Spanish. I came to Israel when I was 12. I played a lot of football, not soccer, soccer, football. I started working in the IT area, I think in 1997, 1998. So now it's even, I don't know, 27, 28 years, so it's a long time. And I think that my background is really wide in a few aspects. So I started as a developer, VBScript, VB6, I think it was in the time, ASP, all the internet at the beginning, even doing some WAP, if someone know what it is in developer area. After that, I had the luck to change. I think I was very lucky in my career to touch a lot of things. I work in the BI data warehouse, also doing a lot of technology stack there. Then I became a DBA, application DBA, and then a system DBA. And then the cloud computing started in Israel. And I was very lucky to be part of the, let's say, the movement in the enterprise part, not just in the startup, really pushing cloud computing in the government at the beginning, where I managed the Israeli Forum of Knowledge from all the departments. And then I had a little luck because I started to build companies. I don't know the numbers. I think I built five or six of us. I need to check. Also, media company around cloud computing in Israel, that Israel Cloud, we have Spain Cloud, Europe Cloud, but also in the, let's say, consulting and system integration. I built a Cloud Edge that was sold to the biggest ISP here in Israel. And after a few years, I also built a CloudX, that is the last company that I built. And it was acquired by Speed Value in Israel. So I'm still the CEO. I don't know why they keep me, but from the day to day, I try to share the knowledge also with podcasts. And I don't have, I'm sorry to say, the time to really write, but really I do a lot of podcasts because I think it's easier to talk with very smart people like you and to share the knowledge by talking. This is the time that I can use to share. And I also can consult as a consulting to a very, very big customer here in Israel, governments and IDF and enterprises and some startups doing the cloud adoption, building CCOEs, and everything around some kind of tech parts that I can share. And the most important thing, I am not a security guy like you. So I really have a lot to learn here. And that's it. I use mainly LinkedIn to follow me, Ariel Munafo. Twitter is, I don't know, I don't like what is going right lately. I had maybe I will, because of AR, I will come back to the to Twitter. But you can follow me and find me in LinkedIn. So maybe Eyal, a few last words from you, and after that, Raz, and I think that we can wrap it out for the first episode.
So I think this is a great opportunity for all of us to begin a journey, sharing knowledge. This is something I preach for many years now. Looking for the opportunity.
Right. And you, Raz?
I'm same as they are, super exciting for this one. And looking forward to share whatever I can. Hopefully, you know, I don't have a book like Eyal, but my book is virtual. My life is like a book. I'm still writing the pages, but it's a book that I like to share. And I'm saying there are so many books over there in the library, but if I can share one page of my book, and someone will adopt only one paragraph, it's gonna make me happy.
Yeah,
amazing.
I think that in the future episode we can share a little bit of our, let's say, success that we have sharing knowledge. I think that it will be also great. So you can follow us, like we said, with the alias of Global Tech TV. Hopefully, we will have a lot of episodes and good ones. So thank you, Eyal and Raz. Thank you, everybody that is listening. And also feel free to connect us, to talk to us, to ask for us to talk about anything, I think, that we can share. So I'd say goodbye. Thank you. And until the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.